It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Welcome back to the Duncan Bruins pregame show. It's time to bring in the head coach, Bruce Cassidy, sponsored by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Bruce, on Sunday in New York, the top line again ripped it up against the Rangers. Is that group somewhat unique because you have three different guys who can drive the line?
Yeah, they can all make plays and they can all score. So it's not like you take an example like Washington, who's got a great first. You know Ovechkin's the shooter. You know Backstrom's the guy that's going to be dishing, and Wilson's the guy going to the net or Oshie. So you can sort of zero in. Not that you're going to be able to stop that easily, but at least you can identify how to. I think with that line, it's pretty tough to label any one of those guys one distinct type of player. And they'll all go to the net. So all work to recover pucks. So tough to play against when they're on, and they're on right now.
Charlie Coyle had a goal and an assist in that game against the Rangers. Why was he finally rewarded?
You know, I think he got inside a little more, and someone found him open. Let's face it, great play by McAvoy backdoor. So it's nice to get one of those when someone, you know, puts one on your tape and the goalie's in a vulnerable spot and he made no mistake. But at the end of the day, he has the puck, he's around the net. Eventually good things are going to happen, and then hopefully this sort of allows him to turn the corner a bit.
Zdeno Chara wired in another goal in that game against New York. At this point, he's +8. He's still logging a ton of minutes for you here in October. What sort of a start has the captain gotten off to?
Well, I think his legs are under him. He's been good that way. Every night has energy. We haven't had to tax him too much. I think there was a 25-minute night there early in the year, but other than that, we haven't had to, you know, lean on him from start to finish. Penalty kill, that's where, you know, he could get fatigued. The other night we had 5. Now he was in the box for one of them, but at the end of the day, that's where we got to be mindful of his minutes. Because you want him fresh for the matchup. That's the most important thing with Z. We want him out there being a good defender. It's nice he's adding offense. His shot from the point, I think, led to 2 goals. The Coyle goal started with him getting some pucks through onto the net, and that creates coverage issues for the other team, and that's been a bit of an issue for us, getting the puck through to the net from low to high and getting other teams running around. So tonight we tried to just, hey, when it hits your stick, pound the thing, and let's recover it and then force them to defend off the shot. And I think that's where Bergeron's line's so good offensively, down low. Well, now if we can build that in from our D-men getting it through there, then I think we'll have some more opportunities.
Looks like you're going to have Chris Wagner back in the lineup and an important penalty killer for you tonight against the San Jose Sharks. But with Par Lindholm out of the lineup here, doing an upper body injury, you mentioned the infection of Joakim Nordstrom that he's still fighting. What have you seen from some of the penalty killers you've tried to fill some of those roles?
Well, they're, you know, obviously a guy like Bjork, still a work in progress. He's working with Joe every day to get his routes down, having a good stick, when to flip it to the middle, how to identify your 2-on-1, when to hold your ice, when to move. So those are some things that we're going to have to learn on the fly with the young guys, and that's fine. That's what we're here for. I think Coyle can obviously pitch in. They're going to have to be our kind of 5 and 6 right now. We have Crowley and Wagner that are rock solid, Bergie and Marsh, but again, we don't want to give Bergie and Marsh all those tough minutes every night on the kill. So we're trying to limit that and build other guys into it. And so far, I think it's worked out well. The numbers dictate that. The important part is our D has stayed consistent. And I think that's a big part of our kill is those guys blocking shots. Again, Z the other night, I think 8-2 or 3. Brandon lost a stick, was willing to lay out. So that's where it starts for us, the goaltending and our back end. And if, you know, we can build in some clears, get a little better at that, a little cleaner, then I don't think it matters who we use. I think we'll be fine.
The other day in New York, you look back at the first 10 games of the season for the Bruins. What are these next 10 games like in the National Hockey League season?
Well, we haven't had a lot of heavy schedule to deal with. I mean, we started on the road, but it was every second night. There was travel, of course, but at the end of the day, there was a little time. That was our first back-to-back. I don't think our team has a problem at all with back-to-backs, you know, under normal circumstances, and that was. We didn't go into overtime the night before. It was a short flight. It was a night game, so I thought we had plenty of time to recover. We're going to see a few more of those coming up. You know, Pittsburgh-Montreal is going to be a good test for us. We're finishing 3-4, then we're going to start 3-4 on Saturday, but again, we get 3 days off here. So if we use our time wisely, I think we can overcome the schedule. And at the end of the day, Judd, it is what it is. Everyone goes through parts of it where you look at it and go, what were they thinking? And then other times, you know, you get a break. So we'll see how it plays out for us.
How important is it to get David Krejci back tonight? But in addition to that, just to get that component of the team going.
Secondary scoring, right? We've been talking about it, seems like, since, you know, October 3rd or whatever it was, and here we are with a pretty good record. So we found ways to win hockey games. So as a coach, you want to get everything up and running. It's impossible to do it all at once. It's going to take David a while. He's going to be behind. I don't care what anybody says. He's missed time. He's a good hockey player, smart hockey player, been in the league a long time, but you're still playing catch-up. So, but once he gets it going, hopefully him and Jake can get back to where they need to be with their chemistry. We rely on that line. I mean, I don't think Berge can keep up this pace. I mean, I hope they do, but realistically, you're going to need some other people to pitch in, and that's where we've been good this year. We're starting to see some of that. Even though they got 5 points the other night, we still had other people. You know, Charlie Cole got a goal from the back end. The night before, it was Richie and against Toronto and Lindholm. So we're getting different guys pitching in.
When you scout the San Jose Sharks, what stands out?
Well, what stands out is they're struggling, and you're just not used to saying that with the Sharks. I mean, they're deep. They're a team that has had playoff success over the years, so I don't know. I am not peeling off all the layers. Obviously, right now, the first thing that jumps out is the goals they're giving up. They're typically a very strong defensive team, so clearly their goalies are probably having a tougher time finding their game, and then maybe what happens is if the goalies aren't on, they start to cheat to score goals. Now the goalies have to stop even more high-danger shots, so I think that's snowballed on them a little bit. But they're well-coached. They got veteran guys over there. I'm sure they'll get it under control. Hopefully we can take advantage of it tonight while they're still sorting it out. We'll see.
Good luck tonight, Bruce.
All right, thanks, Judd.
That's the head coach, Bruce Cassidy. Stay with us. The Bruins and the Sharks are coming up next.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.